You're going to want to hear this.
Jerry's percentages.
I don't love being commissioner as much as I used to. I actually love it even more.
That's the voice of a f***ing
Hall of Famer.
Are you kidding? Have you been out drinking?
Jerry!
You're all pigeons. Filthy, filthy pigeons.
It's Jerry. G-E-R-R-Y.
Yes, it is. Jerry's Percentages is brought to you by BPC, Best Portuguese Chicken, from 2 people to 300. Let BPC, Best Portuguese Chicken, do the cooking. Head on down to 942 on the Queensway or online at bestpc.ca. I believe we have an opening statement from Jerry this week. You guys want to hear it?
Yep.
Here's Jerry's 2 cents on this Drake character. If he gave me a shoulder rub without permission, I'd spin him around and dropkick his ass Terminator style. And if Adam Silver had any brains, he'd abandon him for life. Time to take another page out of the NHL's playbook, Silver. Because our celebrities are a bunch of low-key C-listers, and we love it. John Hamm, that chick from Handmaid's Tale. John Hamm. Sure, our celebrities may have less followers on Twitter than Joe from the Bridge, but at least they stay in their lane.
Less followers than Joe from the Bridge on Twitter?
Just John Hamm is all we could come up with, huh?
Well, that woman from The Handmaid's Tale, yeah. She goes to a bunch of hockey games. She was in Mad Men as well. Yeah. I can't remember what her name is.
She's the one that goes to the Ranger games?
No, she's always in Toronto.
Tim Robbins and Susan Sarandon, they're the two that are...
Yeah, I guess they're at the Ranger games all the time. Boomer Esiason goes to Ranger games.
Well, yeah, because...
Low-key C-listers.
isn't Matt Martin married to his daughter?
Yeah.
Like, that's probably why.
Well, wouldn't you think he'd go to the Islanders games? I think he's been a lifelong Ranger fan. I think he's always liked the Rangers. Anyway, you guys ready for the takes?
Yes.
Sticking with Drake, reports will surface between now and Game 6 that the NBA and or the Raptors have asked him to tone it down. Drake is a habitual line stepper, and it drives Jerry bananas.
A habitual line stepper. I'm surprised a report hasn't come out already.
You think somebody's at least 100%. Gotten in his ear?
Well, remember last year with Kendrick Perkins when they were like, they almost came to blows, reportedly, although Drake is not that dumb because Perkins would have pummeled him.
He would have put him in a figure four.
I think 100% the league's going to step in and say, watch yourself. 100%. Yeah. Probably in the works or it's already happened.
But how does that transaction go down? They call Masai and be like, this guy in order here a little bit.
Yeah. I don't think the Raptors would ever do it. You know, I said that in the first hour. I think they love it. I think they promote it. It's on social media. They can't get enough of Drake.
Basically, if they didn't like it, like this guy continues to do it. So if they didn't like it, they would have said to him, like, you got to stay in your lane here a little bit. Obviously, they haven't done that.
Absolutely.
So they love it.
They love it. And I can see why they do. Like, he's maybe the face of the team. It's crazy. He doesn't even play for the team. And he's as associated with them as anybody else. Like, really. But I don't know. I'm going to go low on this because I think the league actually kind of loves Drake. They love the celebrities. They love the celebrities.
Either way, we've talked half an hour about him today. So
I'll say 30%.
Any type of publicity is good publicity. So I'm low on this because I think they've allowed him to do it this long. Why won't they allow him to do it? And I'm going to say 12%.
Nice to see Bill Nylander morph into Wayne Gretzky at the World Championships again. And he'll carry that over into next season, scoring 70-plus points and setting a career high.
70-plus points for Bill Gretzky next season. Assuming he's a Maple Leaf.
I'll go 65%. I think he's going to get an opportunity to ride shotgun with Matthews. It better happen. 65% is my number.
It's a good number. 42%. I think there's a chance, but like, where's he going to play? If he's going to play on the right side with Matthews, potentially, yeah. But what if he gets pushed around the lineup a little bit? Like, Kadri, not a 30-goal scorer anymore. He's a 16-goal scorer.
Right.
You know, because he got pushed down in the lineup.
Yeah, I'm going to be pretty low on this as well. 70 points is a lot of points.
It is a lot of points, too. Like that's a fantastic season. He's capable of it, but, you know, we thought he was capable of it before, and he had 2 years at 61-61.
Yeah. I'll say 25%. Because I assume he's going to play a lot with Matthews, but I don't think it's a guarantee. And I think if there's they're weak up the middle of the ice. So if there is an injury to anybody, that's who's stepping in. Because they can't put Patrick Marleau in that position.
Right.
By all accounts, I don't think they've got anybody in the minors that is ready to take on a heavy
haul. What do you
mean
they're weak in the middle of the ice?
I mean depth-wise. Not in terms of Matthews, Tavares, and Kadri. But
after that.
Their fourth liner is Frédéric Gauthier. I have no idea who the fifth centerman is in the organization. Pierre Engvall? I don't know. Adam Brooks? I don't think any of those guys with the Marlies are prepared to play in the NHL.
Right, so you're saying of injury to...
Tavares gets hurt, Nylander's playing center.
Right,
and if he's
right.
playing center, I think he's looking at a very different season. You know, right. And let's be honest, Austin Matthews gets hurt. Past 2 years, he's been hurt.
Yeah, he has.
So I'm not sure Nylander's going to play 82 games with Matthews. Yeah. And I'm not sure he's going to be on the top power play unit either.
Well, that's the thing. Like,
it's not that he can't get to 70. I just don't know if he'll have the opportunity.
70 points is a lot of points.
A lot of points.
He's capable of it, but we'll see.
Kawhi Leonard got his rest last night, but it won't happen again because he'll play at least 40 minutes in each of the remaining games this series.
40 minutes.
40 minutes in each of the remaining games.
85% for the simple fact that it has to happen. They probably got their one win with him getting some rest, and that could be it.
I'm low on this. 18%. I think one game can be a blowout, and they're going to sit him down either way.
I hope not. You know, I don't see a blowout in any of the final three games if it goes to seven.
Last night was a blowout.
Game two was a blowout. Each team's got a blowout win and a blowout loss.
Yeah.
You know, and each team just said, forget it in the fourth quarter, get my guys off the court.
That's kind of what I'm seeing. One out of the next three, potentially.
Yeah. No, for sure. I think that could happen, but I think you got to go high on this. I think, obviously, if it's even remotely close, he's got to play 40 minutes. Like, I don't know what the injury is. I don't know. Nobody knows. And to be fair, Kawhi is the last guy on earth who's even talking about it.
Right.
You ask him how he's feeling, he's like, I'm fine, it's playoff basketball. But he is limping around constantly. And last time I checked, he's not on the injury report. No one has said exactly what it is. You know, is it his quad? Is it a knee? I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But I think, I'm assuming this series is going to clean up and it's going to be a close two or three games remaining. 90%, I think if it's close, he's got to play 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
He has got to play 40 minutes. 90%.
Jerry's got a lot of time for Brooks Koepka because he reminds me of myself. Putting the shield up on kisses from missiles is a move Jerry invented and Brooksy is trying to master. As for the golf course, he stays hot in 2019, winning at least one more major.
Jerry would be kissing everybody on the way to the first tee.
I thought he was putting up shields, Jerry, back in his day.
No, he came with the truth at the end.
At least now. Like, in 2019, he's up for kissing anybody.
But I'm going to say 70% on this guy winning another major. 4 of 8, the way he's dialed in.
Where's the British this season?
Turnberry?
No. Look that up, Grapples. Not that it necessarily matters. I mean, I think this guy can win anywhere, but no, if it's...
so many X factors at the British Open, weather, wind, draw.
Yeah, and if the driver's out of the bag, then it might kind of bring the rest of the field closer to him. That's why I'm not convinced he's going to win the British, but Pebble, back-to-back U.S. Open, that would be, what, 3 U.S. Opens in a row for him?
Mm-hmm.
I can't see it. I mean, he's the best player in the world right now. At majors, I don't think there's anyone that's even in his world. But, you know, who's to say Dustin Johnson can't get hot? Tiger at Pebble, you know, maybe. I can say 20%, and that might be a little bit too liberal.
I just think, like, all PGA Tour golfers, they say they make 90% of their money in 10% of their events. And it's like, this guy's 10%, or his events are the majors, where he's just like, that's all I want. He's in, like, tiger mode.
Well, that's what, like, it's goofy criticism, but that's the criticism he's getting, is that he's not winning these other tournaments.
Right.
Who cares? Like, that's where the buck stops, though, on the Tiger comparisons, is Tiger shows up at a goat track for a charity event, and he has to win it.
Yeah.
Like, in his prime, he won everything.
I'm 8%. And maybe it's just I want to see if this guy falls on his face one weekend.
Yeah, you're not a big fan of the confidence coming from Brooks Koepka.
Just, you know, the kiss thing and all that. There's something about this guy.
I got no problem with the Heisman on the walking kiss.
I agree. I thought that was the girlfriend's fault. But I don't know. I'm not a fan yet.
The walking kiss, it's a gamble.
It is.
When you're out in public, and especially if you're at work, it is a gamble.
Yep.
And she went in for it, and
he dusted
her. He said, no guy.
It almost, watching it again, seems like he said, get away from me or something. You know what I mean?
Oh, that looked to me, reviewing the tape, she goes in for walk and kisses all the time, and he's like, no. Like,
He was like, no.
Yeah. Hey.
Like, he may have just mumbled, no.
Well, because her neck snapped the other way.
She turned away, yeah.
And she said something to herself. Like, she was kind of like, I can't confirm or deny that no kiss is coming.
Away.
I can neither confirm or deny that.
Yeah, she knew I'm
in
trouble.
She didn't look straight. She turned away. Yeah.
Cameras on me, and I went in, and I got the shield, the Jerry shield.
Exactly.
Pat Roy will be the new head coach of the Ottawa Senators.
Watch yourself, Pierre Dorion. He might be coming for your job, too, that son of a gun.
Pat Roy.
Jerry had to call him Pat Roy.
That's a Hall of Famer we're talking about.
I'm going to say 100% on this.
You think he's got the gig?
Yeah, I'm sniffing around, getting a vibe off of Bobby Mack when he says maybe it's coming this weekend. Wah was recently
seen with Pierre Dorion in Montreal yesterday, I guess.
100%.
I'm lower than that.
Which I don't think it's the right hire.
I'm lower than that on one thing. He seems like he wants a lot of control there. And if I'm a manager, the last thing I want to do is hand over. Like, it's fine to have a working relationship. But you know that the minute you go, that you're hiring a guy that's going to take your job. And I don't know. Like, I think the right guy, personally, I'm a little bit biased, is Mark Crawford. But I've been around him. We've worked with him. I thought he did a fantastic job at the end of the season there with a team that was, you know, knew exactly where they were. But, you know, Patrick has some luster on him, but I'm a little bit lower. I'm going to be 61%.
I'd love to know how much Eugene Melnyk is involved in this process. Because if he's heavily involved, it doesn't matter what Pierre Dorion wants.
Exactly.
And I would have been... You know, the fact that his name came up, I mean, this is Patrick Waugh. I don't think he's going to allow himself to be embarrassed by being turned down for a job. Like, by all accounts, he came into the fold late. That says to me, Waugh reached out to someone and said, you know what, I've been thinking about it. I'd be willing to take the job. Not, hey, Patrick, we were thinking about you. Would you mind coming in for an interview?
But is he, sorry to interrupt you, but he doesn't have...
He's Patrick Waugh. He's
as Patrick a player.
Waugh. Yes, I know that.
He's not Joel Quenneville. He's not Mike Babcock.
He's not.
He doesn't have 1,000 wins in the league.
You're right.
A guy that's coached a couple years, won a coach of the year. Absolutely. But he's Patrick Waugh, the player who's transitioned into a coach. And, like, Aginla had him. Aginla liked him, said he was a really hard coach, but fair.
Right, in Colorado, yeah.
In Colorado, they liked him there.
I think the tipping point, I'm going to say 90%. Is the fact that Pierre Dorion went to Montreal.
Yeah, this guy's not...
To meet, like, why wouldn't Waugh be like, yeah, I'll come back up to Ottawa. It's almost like a power move before the relationship officially even begins.
Right.
Like, no, I'm not leaving Montreal, but if you want to come for a secondary chat, you can come down and meet me. I got 20 minutes. I don't know. That says to me, like, Ottawa would probably be... They're probably interested. and if he wants the gig, and if Melnick wants him included, yeah, then like it's over.
Say, if
and I can see Melnick being like, this would be a good thing for me. He's the great Patrick Wall, even though he's got no association with that market.
Yeah.
But everyone knows him. You know, it's a hockey town. They all know who Patrick Wall is.
Yeah.
He would make things interesting. That's for sure. I'm all for the hiring.
Listen,
I'm not saying it's the right hiring, but I think it would be an interesting one.
I got to be there for 40 games next year. Like, it'd be fine for me, too.
Absolutely.
But.
There you go. All right.
Jerry's After Dark.
That's right. In about an hour.